In January, a member of the Bashakill Area Association discovered that the village of Bloomingburg's wastewater treatment plant has been discharging an estimated 120,000 gallons of untreated wastewater every day into the Shawangunk Kill, which is the 47-mile stream that flows through Orange, Ulster, and Sullivan counties.
Now, if you were to do the math, 120,000 gallons per day means that every 8.5 days, they are discharging 1 million gallons. This problem is primarily due to the waste that's coming into their plant from their sewage collection system. And the problem is that the sewage contains a huge amount of what they refer to as rags, which have really been identified by numerous people as disposable and flushable baby wipes and diapers. Now, when this sewage enters the treatment plant, there is a part of the plant which is known as a swing arm. And the job of that swing arm is to grab all of that solid waste and pull it out so it cannot get into the plant proper. Well, it turns out that that swing arm has been inactive, and it's been inactive for a couple of years now. One of the last steps before they discharge is to put them through a filter system. Well, because there's still a significant number of these rags getting through, those filters get clogged up, causing more problems. So the two fundamental problems are, number one is that the arm was broken and they were struggling manually to try to keep up with these rags, but they were not successful in keeping up with them. And number two, these filters are being bypassed. And so there is this discharge that's going into the Shawangunk Kill. So we know that it's been going on since about 2021, somewhere around there.
That's a representative from the Bashakill Area Association, who wished to remain nameless. When he discovered this information nearly 2 months ago, he and others at the Bashakill Area Association, also known as the BKAA, could hardly believe it.
This is a horrifying situation. It's bad enough that this happened at the plant. And believe me, we're sympathetic with the problem the plant is facing in that it's the sewage coming in that's really causing the problem. But the DEC has also known about this for 2 years at least. And yet nothing has been done to try to mitigate this problem. Now, I will tell you that just recently, I think it's about 2 or 3 weeks ago, the plant, the swing arm was repaired. It is back in action, okay, to be fair to them. However, I will tell you also that it's not sufficient because the rags are still getting through.
The impacts of untreated wastewater going to the kill are still under investigation, but the BKAA has its suspicions. They recently collected water samples from the kill, and the samples contained extremely high amounts of E. coli.
At the wastewater treatment plant, you'll see that they are discharging more than 2,900 units into the water. Now, this is not a drinking water situation, but the limit for E. coli or coliform bacteria in drinking water is zero. But for swimming, the limit is 126. So you can see that this is a significant discharge into a stream that is used quite significantly by the population for trout fishing. So this is a very serious problem. You know, there are health implications potentially that could happen as a result of this discharge. And to be fair, you know, this is not the only plant that's ever discharged waters into freshwater within the state. It's more the length of time that this has been going on. That's what disturbs us the most.
For now, the BKA is trying to mobilize their network of members to try and get some action from the Department of Environmental Conservation. As much as they want immediate steps to be taken, they are also trying to get to the root of untreated wastewater being discharged into public waterways so it doesn't continue to happen.
We sent in what we call a BKA email alert out to our 800 plus members, telling them about this problem and asking them to contact the DEC and express their dissatisfaction with this. So we've taken that action. We also have been investigating the root cause of the problem. So when we investigated the rag situation, we found out that the rag situation is not something unique to Bloomingburg. The rag situation with these flushable wipes and diapers is not only a national, but it's an international problem. So besides trying to protect the environment, we're also seeking a solution to the wastewater treatment plant's problem. How many days or years or millions of gallons of wastewater have to be disposed of in the freshwater before something gets done? You know, those are the things that disturb us the most.
That was a representative from the Bashakill Area Association on the impacts of untreated wastewater being dumped into the Shuangunkill. In Liberty, I'm Maren Scotton for Radio Catskill.